Christians have long contrasted the sisters Martha and Mary, and have been puzzled by Jesus' response to them. Mary contemplates Jesus, and Martha actively serves him, but Jesus seems to prize Mary's actions above Martha's. His response seems counterintuitive to us, for we value action over and above contemplation. We may not disparage contemplation, but we would say that the whole point of contemplation is for active service. And so, when it comes to religious orders, we approve of those which combine action and contemplation, and these make the best kind of religious orders, such as the Dominicans. We appreciate that a life of action alone cannot exist for Christians, but on the whole, we are not sympathetic to a life consisting exclusively in contemplation, as among some Benedictines. Human beings do not praise unreflective action. Good action presupposes contemplation. We do not know how to act unless we have thought about what we are going to do and why and how. Right action, orthopraxis, needs right belief, orthodoxy, in order to be formed and guided. Martha attempts to engage in right action in serving Jesus and others. But Jesus reproves her because this action is not grounded in prayer and contemplation, and is not grounded in the action of Mary, which is to sit at Jesus' feet and to listen to him. In the church we find two competing temptations, both at extremes. The first is Martha's temptation to engage in right service, but without necessarily grounding the service in prayer, in contemplation, and in right belief. This can turn into an excessive concern for social justice and welfare. Excessive not because we could ever care too much for the poor and the downtrodden, but because we begin to deceive ourselves that we care for them more than God himself does. This kind of Christianity is outward looking, but at its center is man and what he can achieve for God. The second temptation is exemplified by the Samaritan woman at the well. In John's Gospel, Jesus tells her the truth about her life. You have had five husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband. This you said truly. Faced with the penetrating, merciful gaze of her Savior, what does the Samaritan woman do? She talks about liturgy. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. This is the temptation to hide behind smells and bells, or indeed guitars and poorly written folk music, rather than to confront the truth about ourselves as revealed by our merciful God. This is the championing of aesthetics at the expense of the one who makes all things beautiful, at the expense of beauty himself. This kind of Christianity is inward-looking, and at its center is man again, and again, what he can do for God. Now, both these extremes are misguided. Christianity is inward-looking, inasmuch as we contemplate God revealed to us in Jesus. And Christianity is outward-looking, inasmuch as we seek to serve Christ in others. In both these aspects, it is not about what we can do for God, but about what God can do for us, and in us, and through us. An authentic Christianity must be Christocentric. It must have Jesus at its center. Mary is said to have chosen the good part, for it will not be taken from her. Elsewhere in the scriptures we read that one only is good, and God only is good. This is the good part, which will not be taken away from Mary, which is the bliss of contemplating her God. In heaven, Martha's burden of service will cease, but Mary's choice will endure, because the Lord whom she contemplates and adores will serve her and lavish himself upon her forever.